Welcome back to the show. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports coming up in 10 minutes to break down Saints-Eagles and all of the NFL playoff games. Sports Lib, second half of the hour. Talk a little Pelicans and Elfrid Payton's importance to the team coming up as well. And your calls all hour long. You heard the number there. It's area code 504-260-1870. I never mind a little love of the show here coming in on the text line. Multiple texters texting us. 504. Hey, Seth and Tim. I'm sorry about you guys getting in trouble with the boss. It's like the last lap is the best thing on the radio right now. And I mean it. Keep it up. Okay, thank you. WWL, text from the 229. WWL, best radio in the world, always has been. I was a Charlie Douglas Road Gang fan. Thank y'all. All right. It's a big blast from the past. I wasn't here for that. I've heard about it. Squeeze in a couple of calls here, and then I'll get to my NFL remaining quarterback rankings, 1 through 8. Let's go to Joe in Mandeville tonight. Joe, what's going on?
Yeah, first of all, whenever you're going to put a Red Raider on a radio, I'm going to have to demand equal time.
Okay, talking about Andrew Doak. Yeah, Andrew Doak, Texas Tech grad.
Yeah, real quick. What is it? Y'all are still bitter about this Dallas game. I'm hearing this guy. It's the only reason why I'm calling, because he's still poor-mouthing about how we reacted to a game that we won. Come on. You guys were running your mouth about saying how y'all were going to score and be up 2 scores in the first half and then cruise in the second half. I mean, do I have to replay this thing over and over and over with you guys? I mean, come on.
No, look, that's why you Cowboys fans are allowed to talk after that one. I don't have a problem with it. There's a lot of trash talking coming from Houdat Nation towards the Cowboys before that game, Joe. So you've had your chance to talk. However, I'd love to see you come here for the NFC Championship game, because I think it would be a beatdown of epic proportions. That's what I think.
Well, you said that the first time.
No, I didn't. I was on record saying that this was the toughest remaining game on the Saints' schedule. That's not just me saying it post. Before the week, I said I expect the Saints to win, but I said this is their toughest remaining game on the Saints' schedule. So that's a fact, Joe. We can pull the tape. Now, maybe other shows, other hosts weren't saying that. I was, though. Good luck. I hope the Cowboys upset the Rams here, Joe, so we can have a lot of trash talk on this program next week. That'll be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening again, Joe. Thanks for the call. How about Reggie in Nashville? Reggie, welcome into the show.
It's not Reggie, it's Rich, but that's okay.
All right. Hey, Rich. What's up?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about, on other shows and that with y'all, about how the things are lining up the same as they did in 09. And one of the things that would be very funny is if we actually lined up the Colts in the Super Bowl and repeated beating the Colts in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I wrote about it earlier this week. The Colts look like a team that certainly has a chance to win the AFC. I think they're playing as well, Rich, as anybody over there.
They've made a good comeback in the later part of the season. Hopefully not strong enough to win the Super Bowl, but I'm sure we'll go ahead and do that for them. So.
Yeah, well, look, if you get to that point, if you're playing in a Super Bowl, and that would be, I believe that would mean the if they get to the Super Bowl, the Colts would have won 10 of their last 11 games. They'd be just the hottest team in the NFL at that point, and they would certainly be able to beat the Saints. Not saying I'd pick them to beat the Saints, but that would be an incredibly fun matchup. Andrew Luck against Drew Brees over there in Atlanta. Yeah, give me some of that. Jay in Biloxi, welcome to the show, Jay.
Hey, I was just calling to see if you could tell us an update on Tron Armstead. I know he said he's playing. I'm just wondering how bad the injury is, because I think this every NFL game, not just this one, is going to be one in the trenches. And that guy is a giant among NFL men. And I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Yeah, he was a full go at practice today, Jay. He will play. And I would say if you're on the offensive line, and Zach can tell you this, you're not ever like 100% healthy at this point, no matter who you are. But Teron will be fine. And you are right. This is maybe the best left tackle in football when he is playing, certainly in the run game. You know, everybody talks about his pass protection of Drew, and it's very good. But this guy is an absolute mauler in the run game as well. And this run game is so much better when he's in the lineup. 504-260-1870 is the text, the phone number, rather. Text line is 870-870. Saints fans, remember, you can head to Bourbon Street right after a Saints victory, and the next round could be on Miller Lite. After the Saints win, Miller Lite will be surprising Saints fans at random bars on Bourbon Street by covering the first round of Miller Lights. That's right. Limit one per customer, and you must be 21 and over while supplies last only. So head out to Bourbon Street after the Saints beat the Eagles on Sunday. So there's eight quarterbacks left playing right now, eight starting quarterbacks, eight teams in the NFL. We saw this all over sports media this week, the quarterback rankings of the guys remaining. And I'm framing these quarterback rankings for me in guys that I trust right now the most to quarterback a team still remaining in the playoffs. Like, we had this Maurice Jones-Drew thing, ranking Drew Brees behind Nick Foles, like number five. Look, Nick Foles has been great. Anybody who thinks Nick Foles is going to out-duel Drew Brees hadn't been paying attention, I don't think. Can the Eagles win? They can. I don't think it's going to be because Nick Foles out-duels Drew Brees. Even in that Super Bowl, remember, even in the Super Bowl, everybody was talking about how good Nick Foles was. He was. He was outstanding. Super Bowl MVP. Tom Brady was better in that game. Tom Brady was unbelievable. But here's my quarterback rankings. 1 through 8 will go opposite. Number 8 on this list, Dak Prescott, got lucky last week. Look, that's a relative term to beat the Seahawks. Close game there. But look, is there anybody that you trust less remaining in the playoffs than Dak Prescott? Sorry, Joe, I would say no. Dak at number 8. Number 7 on this list, well, it's the guy that Dak's playing, which is why I think they got a pretty good chance to win this game. It's Jared Goff. Jared Goff's still a one-read quarterback. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's tall. He's been very good in Sean McVay's offense, but not good down the stretch. Lost in the playoffs last year. Wasn't good in December and late November this year. Goff at number 7. Number 6 is Phillip Rivers. Everybody talking about how good Phillip Rivers is playing this year, and you're right. Everybody who says that, Phillip Rivers is playing great. But there's a reason why this guy has never played in a Super Bowl before. He's had some playoff struggles. Some people want to call it him getting unlucky. Whatever it is, playoff Phillip Rivers just hasn't been up to snuff in his career. Rivers at number 6. Number 5, I got to put Nick Foles ahead of Rivers just because of what we've seen the last 2 years. 4-0 the last two playoffs. Fourth down and Foles is a real thing. And I told you, and I'll just hammer this in until the Saints eliminate the Eagles. The most terrifying thing in football right now is Nick Foles with the football late in a one-score game. Foles at number 5. 1 through 4 in my quarterback rankings here. Number 4, the likely NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes. We have not seen him in the playoffs. That's why he's not higher on this list. Incredible talent. The new Brett Favre. I don't think there's anybody more right now in football, more exciting on a per-play basis than Patrick Mahomes. But go win a game first. Go win a couple of games. Maybe help Andy Reid erase some of those bad playoff memories, and you'll vault up this list. Mahomes at 4. Number 3, well, it's the guy Mahomes is playing, Andrew Luck, maybe playing the best of any quarterback in the NFL over the last month and a half of the season. Andrew Luck probably having the best season of his career. He's finally starting to limit turnovers. He's got a defense that can help him out. He's got an offensive line that's probably the best of his career and a running game. But Andrew Luck in the playoffs, we've seen him get to an AFC title game before. He's finally healthy. And like I just talked about with the caller, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Andrew Luck and the Colts in a Super Bowl. Number 2 on this list, Drew Brees. Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl before. Drew Brees is going to finish second, if not first, in the MVP voting. If there's a guy right now outside of Tom Brady I want in crunch time quarterbacking my team even more personally than even Nick Foles, it's Drew Brees. And, of course, number 1. I don't know how you argue with this right now. It's Tom Brady. We can talk in circles. We can chase our tail here with Tom Brady, but he's been to 8 Super Bowls. He's won 5 Super Bowls. The greatest playoff performer in NFL history is Tom Brady, and he sits number 1 on my rankings. There's a text from the 985. For the love of God, I hope we get the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. You and a lot of Saints fans. We'll take a break. We're coming back. Your calls, and Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports joins us here on The Last Lap. The Saints are coming back to the Superdome Sunday, 3:40 kickoff, 11 o'clock. Our coverage starts Central Time here on Sunday, Saints-Eagles in the divisional round. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports coming in to talk about it. Covers the NFL there at Yahoo Schwab. Frank, welcome back to the program, man. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, just one of my favorite weeks of the sports calendar, my friends. What do you think about this Saints-Eagles matchup? We'll just won't bury the lead here. How do you see this one? How do you see this one playing out?
You know, it on one hand, it's really hard for me to see the Eagles winning. On the other, well, I've been picking against them for about 4 weeks now, and they keep proving me wrong. So if the Eagles could go on the road and beat the Bears, then they can certainly at least compete and be in the game against the Saints. I will say that the one thing that concerns me about the Saints is I don't think it's any secret, especially their last 5 weeks, they weren't the same team. I mean, they just struggled at times. Going back to the Dallas game, you know, you struggle against Dallas, struggle first half against the Buccaneers. The Carolina was a slog. And then, you know, I mean, if you want to just totally excuse the last week of the season, well, a lot of starters did play. Michael Thomas was in there. Mark Ingram was in there, and a lot of other guys. And Kyle Allen came in, and they really got wrecked in that game. It's concerning. I'm not saying the Saints can't win a Super Bowl. I'm not saying that, you know, teams figured them out. I don't believe that. But it's a little bit alarming that they weren't at their best the last 5 weeks. Meanwhile, the Eagles, you know, it's the Nick Foles thing is just crazy. It's unlike anything I've really ever seen before. But the one thing that's absolutely factual is the Eagles play with more confidence when Nick Foles is in the game. They just are a different team. They look like they got that swagger back. They look like the defending champions again after a really, really mediocre regular season. So we'll see. I think the Saints win, but I'm kind of – it seems foolish for me to just keep picking against the Eagles because they keep proving me wrong.
Yeah, four straight games as underdogs in the playoffs. Nick Foles and company have won. So let's stay right there on Nick Foles. You mentioned that this team is just playing better with him. Why is that? I'm asking everybody I talked to this week, when you see him in and is it just he settles down and settles down his play caller and head coach Doug Peterson? What is it, Frank?
I think part of it we have to acknowledge. I mean, this is not a minor thing. Carson Wentz was playing with a fractured vertebrae. I mean, the fact that the Eagles weren't playing that well with a guy with a broken back, basically, it shouldn't be that big of a surprise that maybe a healthy quarterback comes in and plays well. Nick Foles has had a really, really strange career. I literally have no other comparison for it. He's the most inconsistent, hot and cold quarterback I've ever seen, a player I've ever seen, maybe in any sport, where his good is great. His good is your top five quarterback in the NFL good. His bad is, oh, yeah, that's why you're a backup bad. So the good part about that for the Eagles is, when he's hot, he's scorching hot. He plays like we saw in the Super Bowl last year, like we saw against the Vikings, like we saw a few weeks ago against the Texans when he threw for 471 yards. We forget the bad games. We forget weeks 1 and 2 this year, the wild card game against the Falcons, the two games before that. The reason the Eagles were underdogs all last playoffs is because Nick Foles played really poorly down the stretch last year. So if you catch good Nick Foles, it might be a long day. If you catch Nick Foles, we saw against the Raiders on Christmas last year, that you might win. It's just impossible to predict Nick Foles, but I do, like I said, I think that the points you made are very valid. You know, I think that there's a comfort level with Doug Peterson and him. There's just maybe it's a familiarity with the Eagles and him where they just feel like, oh, this is, we remember this. We won a Super Bowl doing this last year with Nick Foles, so let's gear it up again. It's just, again, it's tough for me to really put this all in perspective because I haven't seen anything like the Nick Foles story before. He's got a totally unique NFL career, and we'll see which Nick Foles we get on Sunday. I don't even know the Saints know that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows that. It's the overriding storyline here. Talking to Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports at Yahoo Schwab on Twitter, joining us here on The Last Lap. And Foles kind of stole the headlines away from this Eagles defense on the road, really shutting down the Bears in an offense that had been much better down the stretch. 15 points there. Shut out a Washington team that was missing their quarterback and really nothing to play for at the end of the season. But that defense, I guess, kind of like Nick Foles, Frank, they're a little Jekyll and Hyde too, because so much talent, at least a lot of talent in the front four and the front seven, but they give up, you know, shut out Washington, give up 15 to the Bears. But then the week before that, 30 points to the Eagles, 29 points to the Cowboys in early December. What do you make of the Eagles defense?
Yeah, and the Cowboys, I think Dak Prescott threw for 450-something. I can't even remember what it was, but it was something crazy. Amari Cooper went for 200-some yards. I think that The Bears didn't take advantage of what the Eagles can't do, and that's their cornerbacks going, their top three cornerbacks going into last week, none of them have played a playoff game ever. It was all three of their playoff debuts. They've just been decimated there with injuries and whatnot. I don't know if the Saints can take advantage of it either, because the Saints do a lot of things really, really well. One thing they don't have is receiver depth. That's why you saw Dez Bryant get signed. That's why you saw the old bones of Brandon Marshall get signed for a while, because they're just searching for someone other than Michael Thomas. Now, maybe Ted Ginn changes that now that he's kind of back in the flow a little bit, maybe a little healthier with the bye week. I don't know, but I don't know that necessarily the Saints are the type of team that likes to spread you out and pick on your weakness as a cornerback, or can do that with their personnel. Maybe. We've seen other guys kind of step up who we didn't expect to, as Saints fans know. Maybe they can get that done against the Eagles and take advantage. But truthfully too, the Eagles quarterbacks are just played really well. I mean, whatever coaching they're getting, whatever, you know, the strides they've made personally, it is paying off. They're playing better. This defense, it does have a high upside. Like you said, there is still a lot of talent in that front seven between, you know, Fletcher Cox and linebacker Nigel Bradham was everywhere last week, and that's going to be really key against Ingram and Kamara. But, yes, the Eagles defense is good at times. I don't think they're the Bears necessarily. I don't think they're, you know, going to knock your socks off. I think the Saints maybe even have a better defense on the whole. But kind of like you said, with Nick Foles, the Eagles defense can put together really, really good performances, and we'll see what they got on Sunday.
Really quickly, looking around the rest of the NFL, let's go to that Rams-Cowboys matchup. And if you look at the Rams, I don't really know what to make of their struggles in December and January the last 2 years here. I mean, maybe it's just too small of a sample size, but do you buy into the headlines and the analysts who say, okay, defensive coordinators are starting to figure out this, you know, three wide receiver, one read, one running back Rams offense, Frank?
A little bit. I mean, the Lions, I think people have pointed this out, that the Lions of all teams really had the blueprints, so to speak, of, hey, you can run on us. You can even take short passes, but we're not letting you hit the play-action deep pass on us. And once you take that away from the Rams, now Sean McVay has to counter-adjust with, you know, hey, the rest of the NFL wants to hire anybody who's met Sean McVay for 20 minutes in their life as head coach. So this is the challenge for the genius Sean McVay. Can you now counter-adjust? I think they will. I think this Cowboys team, they were 8-1 at home and 3-5 on the road. They're just one of those teams that's just different at home and on the road. They got to go on the road. The Rams are still a very, very good, very talented team. I think the Rams get this done, although Saints fans obviously know that the Cowboys, they have played pretty well down the stretch, and the defense is pretty underrated.
What about this Colts-Chiefs matchup? That seems to be one that is – I know the Chiefs are a 5-point favorite, 5.5 in Vegas, but to me, this is a true toss-up, Frank.
Yeah, me too. I was surprised by that line, and I get it. The Chiefs are kind of the glamour team, Patrick Mahomes, 50 touchdowns, all that kind of stuff. But the three quarterbacks last week who making their playoff debut, all three lost. It's a trend I kind of believe in, because this is a tough spot. Patrick Mahomes is MVP. He's great, but your first playoff game is something else. It's a little different. This Colts team is playing great. Their offense, defense, special teams playing on all cylinders, are really, really well coached. They dominated that Texans team last week. I know the final score was 21-7, but I think everybody who watched knew it could have been 42-7. The Colts just decided, okay, we got this one. Let's cruise a little bit. I think they're going to win. I really do. I think they're going to go in. They're playing well. They have the momentum. Kind of like what I was talking about with the Saints. You do look back at December for the Chiefs and you say, well, it wasn't really quite as good as the first 10 weeks of the season necessarily. I think the Colts are going to upset them. I just believe now. They've won 10 of 11 and they're legit. This is a really, really good, well-coached football team.
We're out of time, but just one word, Chargers or Patriots, Frank?
Chargers. Give me the Chargers. I'm taking them.
Okay. Frank Schwab, who covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports. Frank, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right. You can follow him on at yahoo.com and at Yahoo Schwab on Twitter. We'll take a break. Back with your calls. 504-260-1870 is that number. Ralph Michaels of wagertalk.com. Great conversation I had with him earlier this week. Insights that you need to know. There is still time to go place your wager on some of the weekend's games, and he'll just break down each game regardless of whether you're going to bet him or not. He's just been fantastic. The one stat that I had of his is he is 21-1 in his last 22 games picking against the spread in the NFL. That is just unheard of. There is nobody better right now in the country handicapping NFL games than him. Let's get a couple of calls in here first. Again, it's area code 504-260-1870. Casey on a cell phone. Casey, welcome into the show.
Hey, I missed that real quick. Who is it you were saying that did picking like that?
Ralph Michaels of WagerTalk.com. He joins us every week, our handicapper out there in Vegas, Casey.
And who's he picking right now?
Well, you'll have to listen. I don't want to spoil it.
Well, that's cool. But listen, you need to mention something to these, I don't know, I have to call them goofballs, because I know the Saints were not a big market like Philly. But think about it. Back in 2009, same thing. The last three games, they didn't play very well. And look what happened. Everybody said that, Kurt Warner was going to come in and beat them. We beat the Cardinals. Next thing, same thing. Brett Favre's going to beat us. What did we do? We beat Brett Favre. What happened in the Super Bowl? Peyton Manning's going to run all over us. So this team's ready, and I think Malcolm Jenkins, of all players, knows how this dome's going to be lit up. And we really definitely got to bring it. That's one thing we definitely got to do. But it's kind of aggravating. It gets underneath your skin to hear all these, you know, talking heads, and it's just there's no respect for the Saints being the number one team in the NFC. I just don't get it.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, if you're talking about Frank there, remember, he did pick the Saints to win the game. He was just pointing out the struggles there, which can be pointed out. I've got the Saints winning the Super Bowl. I had the Saints winning the Super Bowl before the season. I'm not coming off of that. But what I will say, if you look back at that 2009 season, remember how thin that margin of error was and some things that went right for the Saints? Not saying it's not going to happen again, but remember in the NFC Championship game, Brett Favre, that turnover, and then the made field goal. And then if you go into the Super Bowl, the Saints probably aren't winning that game unless you get that interception of Peyton Manning by Tracy Porter, right? So that's a very thin margin for error, and kind of speaks to that, just how it is for every team in the playoffs. Now, the Saints right now are better than a coin flip favorite to win the NFC and represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, according to those sports books in Vegas. That is good news. They are 2-1 to win the Super Bowl. So basically a coin flip if they get there. I expect them to. I think they'll be heavy favorites against, in my mind anyway, they'd be heavy favorites against whoever they play next week. The Vegas sports books say it'll be maybe a 1-2 point Saints spread, Saints by 1 or 2 next week if they play the Rams, about a touchdown if they play the Cowboys. We'll see, though. We'll see. First up, though, they've got to beat the Eagles. Remember, Saints fans, you can head to Bourbon Street after the Saints victory if they win on Sunday, and the next round could be on Miller Lite. After the Saints win, Miller Lite will be surprising Saints fans at random bars on Bourbon Street by covering the first round of Miller Lites. Limit one per customer, and you must be, of course, 21 and over to drink, and only while supplies last. So have your next round on Miller Lite on Bourbon Street after the Saints hopefully win on Sunday against the Eagles. We'll take a break. When we come back, Ralph Michaels, the aforementioned handicapper at WagerTalk.com. I talked to him earlier this week. He'll give you all of the insights you need to know about this weekend's football games, and there's nobody better right now giving you those insights in the country. 21-1 against the spread in his last 22 football games. He's been incredible. Ralph comes on the show next here on The Last Lap. Well, if you want to find out who all these so-called experts are picking against the Saints this weekend, and there's a lot of them, surprisingly, you can log on to WWL.com, and you'll see the video that we just posted there kind of running down everybody. Our Saints coverage continues this weekend. Tomorrow, we will be out at Rouse's on the North Shore. Myself and Bobby Hebert and Deuce McAllister. We're going to have a special edition of Sports Talk from noon to 3 at the new Rouse's in Covington at Highway 1077 and 1085. You can come out in your black and gold, give us your prediction, and come hang out with former Saints players Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and myself. And if you haven't caught one of these shows with us yet, so much fun. We tear it up, yuck it up, have a really good time. We've been doing about one of these a month. I've been told, maybe spoiler alert here, if the Saints win, knock on wood, might have another one of these at a Rouse's near you. But that's tomorrow, noon to 3 at Rouse's on the North Shore in Covington at Highway 1077 and 1085. Also, our Saints coverage on Sunday starts at 11 a.m. with the Acadian Windows Fans First Take with Steve Court and myself. That's your first pregame show. Then at 1:30, We send it to the Saints Radio Network. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff. They will be live between gates A and B at the Superdome. Game time, 3:40 p.m. The call right here on WWL and the Saints Radio Network with Zach Streif, Deuce McAllister, and Steve Geller on the sidelines. And the point after the game, hopefully a celebratory mood at Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar on the lake. Get out there with the founding father of the Houdat Nation, Bobby Hebert. That is Saints versus Eagles, at least 9.5 hours of coverage on Sunday. Tim Zimmer behind the glass. I don't know if we've actually gotten an official score prediction from you yet this week. Maybe we have. Maybe I'm forgetting. So tell me, Tim, score prediction for Sunday. You are officially on the Eagles covering, I believe.
No, I actually think the Saints are going to win. I just picked them in the pick six because I went contrarian.
Hedging your bets.
I think the Saints. Okay. I haven't had any score predictions legit score predictions, but I do think the Saints win by 10. Okay. I just went Eagles +8 because I wanted to be opposite of what I thought you were going to do.
Well, we went 5 for 5. Otherwise, we needed to go oppo sometime.
But I do. I honestly do think the Colts can win the game. I think the Colts, if they win a game, it'll be close, like 3 points or so. So maybe like a 34-31 game kind of game.
All right.
I think the Cowboys lose. I think the Cowboys probably lose by 6 points. So let's go 23.
They cover
23-7 or 23-17. How about that?
Well, there's so many people nationally. You think there's a lot of people on board with the Eagles beating the Saints, and relatively, it's actually not true. We're having a lot of fun with it. About 90%. That's one stat I saw of the quote unquote experts out there picking the Saints. There's a lot of people picking the Cowboys here to just outright upset the Rams. I don't know about that.
What's weird is because all season I talked about this earlier. Like, we talked about how important home field advantage is in the playoffs, and now everyone in the media, big national media, wants to take all the dogs. I know the dogs have covered lately in the last two playoffs, but come on, home field advantage eventually has to pay off.
Yeah, I believe 15 of the last 20 divisional games, the home team has won.
Yeah.
So that's 75% of the time. It's won every year. That works out to the last 5 years are winning. So we will see. We have a half hour left of the program, and it's going to be a fun one. We have Sports Libs coming back, our 2-minute drill trivia, Tim's choice on our Moment of Zen, and we'll talk a little Pelicans here as they embark on a 5-game road trip as the last lap continues after the news right here on WWL.